You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
I got to tell you, the new studio is great. I got a TV giving me real-time TV. I got a real clock. It tells me when I'm on the air. It's not like an alarm clock anymore. So well done to Larry for putting this whole thing together. Now, if you could just get the internet to work, it'd be just terrific. Now, we're going to go back. I've been talking about the residential mortgage market. If I can help you at all with your home loan, please give me a call, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. I want to talk a little bit about some of the deals that I've already seen. I have a very good friend. He owns a bunch of, you know, three or four different homes, all cash. Couple in the Keys, a couple up here. He's getting ready to buy what he's going to be his retirement home, where he's going to, you know, they're going to come in and roll him out to the rest home out of this place. So he's done after this. And what's he going to do? Well, what he's going to do is he's going to come to us and he says, well, Jim, I can get a loan, no problem. No, you can't. You're a small business owner. You're flush with cash, but you have a regular income. And that's the big issue. The majority of your cash is because you sold the big building that you owned in Aventura last month. So now you got all this cash, but you don't show any real income. You need to have somebody help you craft the presentation to the bank and, if necessary, to another type of lender, a private lender. You know, this particular private loan with a gentleman like this would be not in the tens. It would be much lower than that. So, you know, we can help you out at the broad spectrum, everything from below three to hard money for your commercial with two digits in front of it. So, you know, what else have I seen? I've saw a friend of mine that's one of the big lawyers up in Fort Lauderdale. He owns a house in the Keys. Again, I mean, all these house in the Keys. It should be redundant at this point. House in the Keys, a house in Colorado. But he rents. He rents in downtown Fort Lauderdale because he loves the flexibility. He's like the oldest millennial. Actually, he's older than I am, so he's the oldest millennial. I like to think I'm the oldest millennial. And what he found out, he called us. He goes, bah, 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 well, I can borrow from my UBS stock fund at, you know, LIBOR plus nothing. And we go, well, that's the deal you should take. You should take that deal. But that guy's had regular income for many, many years, and he's, you know, very low cash mortgage that he wanted, and, you know, he's got all cash. He owns the other stuff all cash. So it was a really easy deal to kind of figure out. Another guy I met with, actually, he's building a home in the Gables for his son, and his son is basically running the contract. I'll just have to say it this way. Out of the back of his truck, he has an AIA contract, but he's self-performing. You know, that creates a little bit of an issue for a lot of different lenders. And he borrowed the money from his dad to start building the home. Now his dad says the son's far enough along, he'd like to take some of the money back, and the son should learn what the financial world is all about without him. Well, that creates a couple of problems. Number one, the kid doesn't have a financial statement. Number two, the kid doesn't have any money. What does he have? He has a great asset that he owns all cash. Well, we can help that gentleman monetize some of the cash in that project, pulls a little bit of it out, pays off his father, finishes the project, and there, he's got started. And he's done it on his own, basically. He's got great credit. It's a great solution. This is all about solving problems for people. People like you, for your home, for your first home, for your second home, for your third home. We got people who are doing it for the fourth home. I have one deal I'm working on. It's an $11 million home. The person wants to borrow five. It's on the water in the intercoastal in Fort Lauderdale. Boat slipping back. He uses one. He rents one. Why a guy who has an $11 million home? I don't know why he rents the boat slip. I guess that we all got to make money somehow. And so he's renting the boat slip, and that creates a little income. All the rest of his income is from one thing he does every year. He has this big event that he throws out in Colorado every year. So he has one spike of income every year. And what happens if that doesn't come off like it happened last year and he has a down year? Well, he's got to take all that into account. You've got to show a number of years of income. You got to show how that's all going to work. You got to have a little home cooking. You got to know what the bank is looking for. You got to know the credit officer at the bank, and you got to know what's important to that credit officer and what's not. And each one is different. Each one has their own issues, their own bias, and you've got to know how to navigate those rocks and get the deal done. And it takes about 12 to 15 pounds of paperwork to do this. Yes, even in the internet age, you're going to come in with a wheelbarrow of paperwork for these guys. And so you need somebody to help coach you with that. Because in the end, what happens if you went in and you wanted a 30-year fixed and you got an interest-only ARM and, you know, you got to close today? Well, you're stuck. You just don't want to have that happen. And he said, Jim, that really happens. You're darn tootin' it does. Happened to my friend a couple of weeks ago. She goes, Jim, how come you didn't tell me? We're having a changing of the guard over on the other side of the glass. Wanda's been rocking the show for the first half. AC finally decided to show up, and now he's going to take us through the second half. I hope you have good musical taste, too, because AC, Wanda's been picking good stuff. You know, that German funky music, and then we had the King in here before. So we're going to leave it up to AC to figure out what he's going to do.
And so basically, it's the Board Ops music picks today.
Today is Board Op music pick. And since you run all the Caribbean stuff, I'm throwing down the gauntlet for you, AC. I want to hear something that makes my toes pop. My fingers tingle. I couldn't say my toes tingle and my fingers pop because other people use that one. But I do want to have a great time. So what do? I decide I'm going to get into the residential mortgage business. Why? You say people are buying all cash. Yeah, people are buying all cash. They close all cash. What's the next thing they do? They turn around and go, how can I get some of this cash out of this house? It's not making me any money in the house. How can I get it out and deploy it? And they want to get a loan. They don't need to be aggressive. They can be real conservative, and they're still going to have trouble getting a loan because there's dirty words out there. It's called cash out. Cash out refi, not really not really looked upon too favorably by a lot of lenders, but we know the ones that'll do it. We can get it done for you, and we can get it done for you with hopefully the lowest cost. We'll help you get it, you know, educated. Like I said earlier, I want to be the Cy Sims of residential real estate. I want to be somebody that the realtors can depend on to finish their deals for you, the client, the buyer. I'm going to have three clients here. I'm going to have the bank or the lender. I'm going to have the borrower, and I'm going to have the borrower's realtor, because the realtor, they got a lot of money riding on this. Are you listening to this, guys from the show prior to this? You know, we can help people like the team do this stuff, and we'd love to help and be a part of your team. I'm meeting with realtors all the time, and it's just an amazing thing. People don't realize how tough it is or how simple it can be if you work it the right way. And so it can be a jumbo mortgage, a super jumbo mortgage. All I'm looking for is a non-conforming mortgage. That's a mortgage that the bank just can't, you know, do on its regular basis on its own inside of its guidelines and then resell into the public market. So if we can help you with your home loan, your investment real estate loan, a loan that's high leverage that has to close quickly, maybe you need equity in your deal, maybe you're looking for a partner. You know, one guy called me today. He goes, Jim, I don't need a loan. I need a partner. I go, what are you doing? He goes, I'm buying three properties. Real good there, AC. I heard that. Sounds like we're getting a little bit of Zydeco going on in there, man. Did I use the right term?
You got it.
Look at me. I grew up in Miami, and I just proved it. So you know, we're going to help people get these loans on commercial. So the gentleman, he's doing this loan up. He's buying three buildings on Clematis. He wants to take them and break them up into different, you know, units. It'll have some retail on the bottom and some office on the top, and we can help him do that. In fact, I've got two guys that are interested in being his partner. So we're going to talk to him tomorrow about all that. So we got the Zydeco queued up. You're going to know that Wanda, the Funkadelic machine, is leaving. And we got the Zydeco dude on the keyboards. AC's cracking up. AC, how come you didn't call Larry on that car?
You know what? I was already at an appointment, so I said, let me just go.
Uh-huh, yeah, good thing you dropped that. Play the Zydeco. You ain't got no good answer to this. We'll be back with more great information you can use. Bye-bye, Wanda. You can use right now, today, to help your family live a better life in their home. AC, prove to me you got good musical taste.